Hi, welcome to our podcast. My name is Miriam, and I am the context connoisseur and the literary device leader.
My name is Natalie, and I'm the minute maker.
My name is Lisa, and I'm the word wizard and summary specialist.
And I'm Michelle, and today I'm going to be directing all the questions that I wrote down.
Okay, everyone. What is your opinion on the Avenger?
First of all, I think that he's like so young, which makes it like even more like real. Like it makes the situation more like real and more like interesting, I guess.
Yeah, like referencing back to our last podcast, like how we spoke about how he's 11. And honestly, I think like the Avengers kind of crazy, like how he was talking about, he was like snickering at the kid, what's his name, the kid that he killed at Jason's funeral. Yeah, like that was like, that's kind of scary. Like he has mental problems probably.
Yeah, I agree with y'all. Like the fact that an 11-year-old kid did more crime than like I've done in my I've never done crime, but
okay.
But like, I don't know. Do you think he might have like a mental problem or something? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, why do you think he picked killing people instead of talking to them and figuring out a way to like not make them bad people?
Can I answer this one?
Sure.
So I think from like my personal experience, I used to be really, really shy, and like I was very introverted, and I never really liked talking to anyone. And in the book, he mentions that he's like kind of like that too. Like he doesn't have the necessary communication skills, and I think that's why he chooses to kill people instead, because it's a lot easier. I mean, you don't have to talk to them.
Yeah. But isn't he also like respected? Like he doesn't talk, but like people know like not to mess with him, like not to like do anything, you know?
Yeah. I think he might be like the odd one out. Like
but mysterious.
Yeah, but in a good way maybe, like for other people, how other people view him.
Like interesting. Mm-hmm.
But like the way we view him, he might but I think that type of quiet can be a part of a mental problem.
Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, what's it called? Like, in one part of the book, he said that he killed Jason because he didn't deserve to live. And so I think he was a lot calmer in his, like, soul that he was dead instead of knowing that he was still alive and he probably was never going to change. So he probably preferred to kill him than to talk to him.
I agree with you. Right. But do you think he'll acknowledge later on in the book that people can change?
I don't think so. Because he seems like so set on like every decision that he makes. Like he's like, yeah, like this is like the right decision. Like he doesn't hesitate, you know what I mean? Like there's no doubt.
Do they talk about his parents?
They talk about his mom,
Yeah, but what about the dad? I haven't heard anything from the dad.
Let me remember. I don't think they did, right?
Or siblings.
I haven't heard anything about siblings or dad.
Oh, I heard about the dad. Okay, the grandfather. The grandfather pretty much is the grandfather of the dad.
What?
Of his dad.
Like his grandpa?
His grandpa? Yeah.
So they're pretty much brothers?
Oh. No, okay, the grandpa. Okay, you know the Avenger, the unknown mom, right? We only know about the mom and his grandfather. The grandfather is not related to the mom. It's related to the dad, but the dad went away and everything.
Oh.
So, but like, they're like, grandfather was the father figure
of the Avenger. And he gets along with the mom well and everything. He calls their daughter and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that the Avenger should have killed his grandfather? If not, why? Okay, pretty much they found. Okay, you know how the gun belonged to the grandfather?
Yeah.
And the Avenger took the gun to kill the bully?
Yeah.
So he pretty much killed the grandfather because the grandfather knew, like, oh, maybe my little grandson did it, right?
Yeah.
After they went to the funeral and everything. Do you think that...
Oh, wait, sorry. No, continue.
Do you think that the Avenger should have killed his grandfather or let him catch him?
I mean, I don't think he should have killed anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you think it would have been, like...
I think it would
have kill
been,
him to
no.
keep it to keep everything to like
I guess like I can understand like why he did that, like I guess that makes more sense than like having like a personal grudge against like everyone and wanting to like do everyone right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that's the only death that seems like reasonable to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
No.
Oh, no.
No,
you don't get it.
You don't get it. It's okay.
Do you have anything to add, Mirian?
No.
No? Okay. Would you ever avenge people? And if you would, how would you do it?
Well, I think that... Sorry. Like, if avenging people is... Oh my god, I don't know how to put it. Never mind. I don't know how to explain it.
Natalie, talk. You have to.
No, it's fine.
Okay, what were you thinking of?
Yeah.
Like revenge?
Are you pro-revenge or no revenge?
I say no revenge.
Why?
Then how would you... Okay, then if you were... Like
if you were in the position of the Avenger, or like
yeah.
how would you approach that?
Or yeah, or if anything bad happened to like a loved one that you had, would you do anything about it?
If you knew the person,
I think that I don't know. It's like to me, it's really hard because I think that revenge is something that people should do, and I understand why people do it because they're hurt, because they're in pain, and they want others to feel the same pain as them. But I think that, like the example that you guys said, like if someone hurt someone that I loved, I think that I personally would not like get revenge on them just because I know that I wouldn't feel at peace, and I know that. Like the person that they caused harm to, they wouldn't want me doing that in the first place. Like, I don't know.
No, that like makes sense, and like you're better than most people.
Yeah, exactly. Most people would say yeah.
Yeah. I agree with Natalie. I think revenge is really like petty in a way. If you're not doing anything about it, that'll make you bigger than the person that you're trying to get revenge at. That'll make you bigger than them in a way. No more tab, nothing bad. No. Okay, in the book, pretty much, we learn about Buddy and his family and how his dad left. He cheated on his mom and pretty much left without a word. And he doesn't have, well, he'll try to communicate with him and everything, but his dad doesn't really, like, talk to him. Does that make Buddy like more likable in a way?
Wait, Buddy didn't do anything.
Yeah,
he didn't
the one
do
that
anything.
Everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like from the start, like he doesn't seem like a bad person. Like he just looked like he wanted to get drunk like with his friends,
mm-hmm.
and like didn't. Like I don't think he even realized they were. Like you know.
Would that make it fair? What he did though, like would that, like knowing that, would it make you kind of? Think more about like what he did and kind
like,
of change your mind about
situation
it.
Makes me like feel like sad for him or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? I understand like where he's coming from, but like, I mean, you know, like there's some people in this world like they could be going through hell and they make smarter choices, you
mm-hmm.
know. So I mean, yeah, I feel bad because yeah, the parents, his parents divorced, but like there's people that like see their parents get killed but they don't go out like
yeah,
tell
I
me
agree.
Like, I don't. No, just like revenging people, not doing that, but I don't know, like in his situation that doesn't make me feel bad or sad or like make me go, oh, it's all okay. It's
mm-hmm.
just more like he could have been a lot smarter.
I think it made Buddy more like human to me.
Yeah,
like knowing that fact. But then again, going back to what you told, what you said, Mirian, like people could be going through hell and they do better actions than, like, people who shoot other people up because they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't do that, but, yeah, I agree with you. why do you think the author didn't include, like, chapter one, chapter two, blah, 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 but he included a part one and part two?
I think he just wanted us to contrast. Like, I don't know, I don't think he wanted us to have breaks, because personally, I think it's kind of annoying when you're, like, in a really good part, and it's, like, and it totally changes perspective out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, I noticed that, too.
Angela, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden it's, like, Eric, and you're, like, the hell? I'm, like, okay, I wanted to keep on learning about
Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll make, I think, like, it'll make the book flow more.
I noticed that it kind of jumps perspective.
I know you're gonna tell.
It jumps perspectives, and at first I didn't really get it, and I was kind of lost, and I had to like retrace and like go back to what I was reading. But I kind of like that because it makes you think more about what these characters are really going through.
Yeah, I like that too, because you get like to kind of learn one thing and then go back to another, so you're caught up with everything going on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you changed your mind about any character in the book? Or no?
The sister? Like, this is more in the beginning, but the sister, like, she seems more, like, reasonable, or, like, I don't know, because, you know, in the beginning, she was, like, described as, like,
which one?
The sister.
Jane?
Jane, yeah.
And Karen's the one that got pushed down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
The sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some changed feelings about her, too. Well, I got the most changed feelings about Karen, though, because, Jane was describing that when she was like in the hospital bed and she was talking to her mom, she was saying that like Karen was always like the popular one and the one who always ignored her and everything, and I don't know, I felt like the way that Jane was described at the beginning of the book, I felt like that would have been her and not the other way around.
Yeah, I agree, bro. Yeah. I thought Jane was the popular one until I read that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Karen, yeah. I think I changed my mind about Buddy a bit more. Maybe, like, well, I don't know, it made me, like, reading that his part made me kind of acknowledge him more being a human rather than an enemy in general. It didn't make me like him more or anything, but, like, I acknowledge that.
Yeah, like, you had more, like, there's more reasoning behind what he did.
Yeah.
Like, how it started.
Uh-huh.
I think it was really cute when he went up to talk to his sister.
Yeah.
I felt that. It was cute.
Okay. Why do you think the author picked to name the book We All Fall Down?
Michelle.
We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like how you described about the kids playing Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah.
And like, would you like to share a little more on that?
Pretty much, I forgot who, but they were at the park. I think Carrie and Buddy, I'm not entirely sure. I don't remember, but they were at the park and there were children doing the ring around the, yeah, pretty much. And if you think about the background of that song, it'll tell you more in the book, but like it's talking about the Black Plague and how people all fell down dead pretty much, and they were crap, I have to find the page, I forgot who, but they were like, they were part of the group too that raped Karen and everything, and they were like, oh, eventually we all fall down. So I think it might mean like later on in the book they'll all fall down.
Yeah,
maybe. Or I don't know, but they acknowledge the fact that they're gonna get caught.
Yeah.
Harry got caught.
On what page?
Like later on.
Okay, so Michelle advanced a little more than we were planning.
Michelle's almost done with the book, so.
But yeah, they're all gonna get caught, bro.
No.
Okay, we're all done now. Hope you enjoyed our little.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure falling down with you. Don't fall down though. Bye.